Okay, Brishus, Rav Shlita, thank you, where's Rav Reuven? There he is. Thank you, Rav Reuven, for being the engine, the visionary behind this incredible initiative for us, our wonderful Kehila, to get together and to hopefully mechazik each other during Yimei Elul and throughout the year. Rav Elazar ben Dudoya. The Gemara of Azar of Menashe, he knew it was coming. Rav Elazar ben Dudoya, unfortunately, was a person immersed, steeped in immorality, a person who completely consumed by his tithes, by his desires, couldn't shake it. And the Gemara of Azar tells us, he didn't leave over one zona. He had to constantly satiate his desire, his lust. One time he hears about this very illustrious, prominent zona that charged an exorbitant fee, and he decides he's going to take the leap. He's going to take that incredible sum of money, and he's going to travel seven seas to see her. He risks his life, he takes his life savings, takes all his passion and energy into being with this one zona. And the Gemara is clearly depicting how low this person is, how he gives his entire hearts and desire towards this zona. So he finally arrives, and it's the moment of relations, and the zona breathes. And she says, just like this breath will now return to its place of origin, you're not going back either. Kach Elazar ben Dudoya, ein mekabel nato b'tshuva. This breath never returned to its place, you're never going to go do tshuva. And all of a sudden, the light bulb goes off. All of a sudden, he wakes up. Very unlikely source of inspiration. But he wakes up and he says, oh my goodness, what is going on? And he starts to panic. And he has tremendous emotions running through his entire body. And he goes to the mountains and the hills and says, pray for me, I need rachamim, please. And the mountains, hills, and respond and they reply, we can't pray for you. We have to pray for ourselves first. Sorry, can't help you. Then he goes to the heavens and the earth and they have a similar response. Then to the sun and the moon, similar response. And lastly, to the stars and the constellations. Nobody could help him. There's a lot of depth behind these dialogues. But nobody could help him. And he says these incredibly famous words that we should sear in our hearts and our souls. Ein hadavar toli ela bi. The matter depends solely on me. He made Rosho ben Brachov. Puts his head between his knees, v'gaba v'chia, acha yasa neshmata. When his mom is crying until his neshama departs from him, yasa batko v'amra, Rav Elazar ben Dudoya, mezuma l'chayelam haba. The heavenly voice comes out and says, Rav Elazar ben Dudoya, he's now ready for the olam haba. Incredible story, very beautiful, very powerful. And the great mashkiach, Rav Chaim Freelander of Panovich, says, from these few words, from Elazar ben Dudoya, can mamas change our lives. We could change our lives. From these few words, we could change our lives. What happens when a person, unfortunately, is struggling in inyanei ruchnius? Starts to shift the blame. Starts to point out to external factors. He says, if only I had a good chevra, if only I had a good chavrusa, a good community, a good blank, blank, fill it in, we all have our lists. If only I had this, then I'd be successful. That's the issue. I don't have the right chavrusa. I didn't go to the right yeshiva. I didn't grow up the right way. I'm not around the right people. But if all that changed, I'd be flying. I'd be gewaldig. I'd be unstoppable. Says Rav Chaim Freelander, it's a very dangerous, dangerous mindset. Why? Because a person is saying that his yeshuas is dependent on external factors. It's not in his control. If only I had this, then I'd change. Then I could grow. Then I could develop and I could evolve. But he's saying very clearly, and very painfully, my Yeshua is not dependent on myself. It's out of my control. It's beyond me. It's beyond my sphere, beyond my realm. When does a person grow? When does a person develop? When do we become true B'nai Aliyah? When we could say, Ein Adavar Torah Ela Bi. If I want to grow, I'm going to need to put in the work. If I want to grow, I need to stop making excuses and rationalizations. If I want to grow, I need to take life by the horns and say, it's up to me. I have to stop shifting blame and blaming everything else. I have to look in the mirror deep inside my heart and soul and say, if I'm going to grow, I need to take the steps myself. And perhaps we could say, these challenges are very telling. The Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia tells us, What's the most difficult thing for people to separate from? Min arayos to bias asuros. The realm of arayos is the most difficult thing to abstain from. Perhaps this story is very telling. He had the most difficult challenge possible, as the Rambam explains. The realm of arayos, which unfortunately ruins lives and communities. He had the realm of arayos, which he was steeped in. Why this specific challenge, the most difficult? To teach that lesson. There are no excuses. No matter what the challenge is, no matter what's going on, if we want to step up, if we want to improve and evolve, we need to take the steps. We need to make sure we're not blaming everything besides ourselves. Look deep inside our heart and soul. Look in the mirror and say, if I'm going to change, I could do it, and it's in my hands. As the Mishnah Avos tells us, if I'm not for myself, who will be for me? A beautiful Mishnah, beautiful song, well known. We could sing it. It's a gevaldik. The Rambam again says very beautifully, Amar, what does it mean, in ein ali nili mili? If I'm not for myself, it'll be for me. If I don't awaken my neshama towards Hashem, mi'ira. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? If I don't put forth the effort and the work and the investment and put my heart and soul to it, who's doing it? Im ein ani li mili, says the Rambam. Very pashut. If I don't do it, it's not going to get done. I can't rely on this person and that person and this and that. I need to put forth the mentality that if I'm going to grow, I need to put in the work. I need to put in the schwitz. I need to put in the desire of the heart and soul to make sure it happens. To surround myself with the right people, with the right kehila, which we have, Baruch Hashem, to come to these beautiful things. If I'm not going to put in the work, who's going to wake me up? And the famous story of Rav Naftali of Amsterdam with his great Rebbe, Rav Salanter. And something that to think about and to reflect and constantly repeat. He said to his Rebbe, if I had the head of the Shagas Aryeh, the heart of the Baal Yisov of Shorosh Ve'avodah, the great Midos of Rav Salanter, then I could serve Hashem. If I had everything in check, and we do that all the time in our own ways. We all do it ourselves. Rav Salanter replied, Naftali, with your head, your heart, your Midos, that's what make you Rav Naftali. The only way for you to properly and serve Hashem. We all have the kelim inside of us that makes it that we need to do our avodah. It's in our hands. It's so easy to pin, I can't do this. I don't have this. It's not me. It's that. It's this. Kadosh Baruch gave every single one of us and endowed us with a great toolkit specific to our avodah, specific to our mission. If we tap into it, we have an incredible opportunity to grow and to develop. And this is now the Yimei Ratzon, Yimei Elul. If we're honest with ourselves, there are many areas we all need to work on. Many areas. We could say davening. I can't focus. We all struggle with this. I can't focus. It's too difficult. I've too much going on. My head's spinning in a million directions. I can't do it. Learning? I can't do it. Learning, it's not for me. Only for the Rav could do it. Only the Masmidim could do it. But it's not for me. Chas v'shalom. Of course we could do it. Of course we could do it, and we need to do it. We need, again, stop saying, I wasn't that guy in yeshiva. I'm not that Baal Tefillah. I'm not that Masmid. I'm not that Ben Torah. Bringing the Yesh is not for me. Chas v'shalom, of course it is. It's for all of us. Fortunately, some of us, we struggle in the realm of shalom bias. What am I going to do? It's not for me. I don't know, too much going on. It's this, it's difficult, I can't. What am I supposed to do? Gotta ain't a dover tell it'll be. If we want to make a change in our personal lives, we have to be the ones to step up. Midos. I was born this way. I have a temper. I'm not patient. I'm not a caring person. I'm not that guy. I can't be on the chesed committee. I'm not the person that steps up. I was never that guy. Those are just, again, excuses after excuses, rationalizations, all escaping the main focus. As Rav Elazar ben Nedoya taught us, if we ever want to grow in any realm, tefillah, Torah, midos, shalom bayis, achrayis, always have to remember, if I'm going to make the change, I need to have the fortitude to say, I can do it, and I must do it. And we have to always remember that Avinu Shebashamayim is right there at the other side. Avinu Shebashamayim loves us dearly, more than we could ever know, is waiting on the other side of the finish line. As the Gemara Yumet says, Abal Latar Masayin Oto. We come to purify ourselves, we get the Siyata Deshmai. We can never forget that. Once we start to make a few steps, Hashem says, I'm right there with you. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to help you get through it. We have to meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to put in the Ishtadlus. It's hard. We got to daven for it. We got to surround ourselves with great rabbanim and great tzaddikim and great chevras and put ourselves in positions to be successful. And when we call a shul kadosh baruch hu, I want to improve in X, Y, and Z. And everybody has their list. Hashem gives us the siyata d'shmaya. So Bezrat Hashem, these Yimei Elul, we have to remember, we are so blessed to have such an incredible Rav who's always firing us up. We are here, we don't have any excuse. We hear Baruch Hashem, we hear the fire every Shabbos, every day. So nobody in this room has any excuses. But we, Baruch Hashem, have a great Rav. We have the most incredible kehila of great people, B'nai Aliyah, Mevakshei Hashem, great families that we come from. It's time to step it up. Time to step it up and to avoid the casualties of common society, which always shifts blame, which always looks everywhere except internally, and to say, I want to grow. I want to be a Ben Torah. I want to be a Ben Aliyah. And every time I'm about to make that excuse, but it's not me, but I can't, Rav Elazar ben Dodoya will see our hearts and souls and will remember, Ein Adavar Tolia, Ela Bi. Shkoch.